This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to listen to Louis-Théodore Gouvy's Petite Suite Galloise, which sounds very French. But actually, Gouvy's nationality is a great example of the tensions that were mounting in Europe at the time. He was born in an area on the border of France and what's now Germany, then it was called Prussia. And although, as you can tell from the name, Louis-Théodore Gouvy, he was of French heritage, his village had been taken over by the Prussians after Napoleon's defeat. It would be taken over by the French again in 1870, then the Prussians took it back, then it was occupied by the French and English after World War I, then the Germans got it back again. You get the pattern there. And like his hometown, Gouvy was really split between two countries and their music. He studied music in Paris, but he couldn't get into the Paris Conservatory because he was born a Prussian citizen. And he ended up taking private lessons. He worked his way into the Paris music scene. By the time he was in his 30s, he had a lot of big-name fans like Berlioz, Liszt, and Brahms, but he still had a lot of trouble making a living. In Paris, opera was a big moneymaker, but Gouvy was more interested in writing instrumental music, and that just didn't sell with the public at large. He was able to make some money during trips to Germany, but in his own city of Paris, he was essentially a composer's composer. He was beloved by those in the know, but otherwise an afterthought to the public at large. Eventually, he moved to Germany, and he found some success there, but his music was all but forgotten after he died. It wasn't until the mid-1990s that people started paying attention again, and it's that blend of German and French influence that really makes him stand out among other composers of his time. The suite is in four movements, and as the name Petite Suite Galloise suggests, it's based on traditional French themes. Gaul was the name for France back in Roman times. People still use Gallic to mean French. The first movement opens with a slow and graceful introduction before picking up the pace as a minuet, a kind of a dance. And the second is a gorgeous aubade, which is a type of love song. You may have heard of a serenade, which is what someone might sing under your window in the evening. They're serenading you to sleep, or maybe they're wanting to do other things first. An aubade is a similar thing, but it's for the morning, and it often deals with lovers parting after a night of passion. And honestly, when I was listening to this piece today, I couldn't get over the beauty of this movement. I had to listen to it a bunch of times, and how it perfectly fits that feeling of the sunrise gently waking two people up. The third movement is titled The Night Watch, and again, it just fits perfectly with that theme. It starts off with a fanfare before settling on a creeping melody, and you can hear both the noble night watchmen and then some of the less than noble people trying to avoid them, everyone sneaking around at night. The final movement is a tambourin, which is a type of dance from the south of France, and it's lively and highly rhythmic, imitating a drum, which tambourin was a kind of drum, sort of like the tambourine that we have now. Here's the chamber winds of the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band with Gouvy's Petite Suite Galloise. When I first heard this piece, I have to admit, I hadn't heard of Théodore Gouvy, but I was amazed at how well the music matched the themes that he had picked out for each movement. I went back and listened to some more of his music. There's some of it out there, but there's a lot more that can be recorded and rediscovered. He's one of those composers that I think is very much underappreciated. Thanks to the Chamber Winds of the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this wherever you're getting this podcast. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week we're going to take a look at Tchaikovsky's Pathetique Symphony, full of mystery and intrigue. But we're going to start off on Monday with a night out at a masked ball in Schumann's Papillon. See you then.